Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
And Tim, don't we live in a beautiful place? Oh my goodness, there are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, motorcycle riding, hunting. The list goes on and on and certainly on.
Oh, yes, it does. Hey, tonight in the studio, we have with us Jennifer Ely.
That's right. I'm super excited. Jennifer works for Pathways to Hope in Shasta County, and she is the Camp Hope coordinator, and it's an annual camp meant for children who have faced some difficult life challenges at an early age.
So we'll learn more about this from Jennifer, but I have to say up front, what I really like is the part of that part of the healing process for these young people is getting them outdoors. It does their souls well. And I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Lloyd.
Oh,
Jennifer's
me too.
Dad. Yeah, he's listening.
I heard he's a good listener.
How you doing, Lloyd? Anyway, hey, last weekend, did you get out there in the last week, anything exciting in the great outdoors?
I actually wasn't here last Friday. I was ill. However,
I
want to tell you something super exciting. I was actually invited to go fishing on the ocean.
Ooh,
I have
nice.
Never been fishing on the ocean.
Oh, okay.
I love halibut's one of my favorite, and I didn't realize, but halibut isn't something you really fish for. I mean, you do. But something about dragging the bottom. I don't know. Have you ever caught halibut?
Yes, I have. I caught 100-pound halibut up in Alaska.
Okay, well, tell me the process. Do you actually?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways you can use, like bait. We were using at times salmon belly. We'd catch salmon and then we'd cut the belly out and use that as bait, and you would fish off the bottom because those halibut are right on the bottom.
I can't just buy the salmon belly. I can't buy that.
Well, the other way they do, there's types of jigs that you can kind of bounce off of the bottom, and that may be how you do it. You'll have to tell us when you come back.
I know.
It's a great way to catch halibut. When they come up like a barn door. I mean, because they're very, very flat fish.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
And so it's very heavy and very strenuous to get a large halibut up. But where are you going? Somewhere around Arcata or
Crescent City?
Crescent City. Okay, so they'll be a little bit smaller there in that area, but still you can catch a very nice halibut, and that's one of my very favorite fishes to eat.
I just found it really interesting that it's a different style of catching fish, and so I'm kind of excited to learn something new.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn all about it.
Well, first I need to check the boat out, though. Little boat, no.
Right.
Big boat, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, last weekend my outdoor recreation was doing yard work and chores around the house.
Well, there's a reason for that. Aren't you recently married?
Yes. And what, I learned is that when you say I do, she comes with a honey-do list.
Isn't that the truth?
So I was fulfilling some of those honey-dos.
That's right.
But during the week, I did do a couple 4.5-mile hikes, and I truly enjoy hearing the songs of nature, Diane. You know, those birds are singing at springtime, wind blowing through the trees, the streams flowing, the squirrels chirping, the turkeys. You can hear the turkeys gobbling.
Can we stop at that for a moment with the turkeys gobbling? I actually have turkeys that just run around my neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're just wild turkeys that just run around, and I keep thinking, you know, right around Thanksgiving time, I'm like, go hide, hurry, hide. But I run around.
Lots of turkeys, and you can hear them out there on the trail, you know. And so I enjoy that. I feel like that's heaven's music, God's music out there.
Oh, me too.
I'm not one of these ones who likes to have earbuds in and listening to pum 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 pum. You know, I see somebody like that, I just want to jerk the earbuds out of their head and say, listen. Listen to the great outdoors. Yes. There's so much to hear.
I talk back to the turkeys. I have a great turkey call, so I do a great job at that. So I talk to the turkeys. So,
hey, Diane, Memorial Day weekend has officially begun. I sort of think that, you know, the end of the workday on Friday, it is now Memorial Day weekend. And for many people...
What does that mean?
This is a three-day weekend that ushers in summer.
Yeah, that's great. There's so many different things for us to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Tim, we don't want to lose sight of what's really all about. And what it is time to honor the men and women who sacrificed their lives while serving in the U.S. military.
That's right, Diane. We are here tonight talking freely over the airwaves as a result of those sacrifices. The freedoms we enjoy and often take for granted in this nation did not come to us freely. They were fought for and paid for through the lives of countless brave men and women.
And for that, we say thank you, and we honor them tonight.
That's right. And, you know, those who are in the military right now, you have a son?
I do. I have a son in Virginia.
Yeah, Tristan in the Navy.
Yes.
And we are thankful for our veterans. I have a grandson.
You have a grandson.
Who is in the Air Force. He's in Texas right now, but he's going to be stationed in Panama City. Our dad was a veteran. He was... He was airborne, a paratrooper.
Yes.
Stationed back in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And so for all of you veterans and for all of those who gave your lives, we honor you this evening and over this weekend. That being said, there will be lots of people out and about. It's the first huge recreational mad scramble of the season. People are launching their boats, pitching their tents, paddling their canoes, diving into the lake for the first time since last summer. We want to encourage you, though, from Shasta Outdoors. We've got just five things that we want you to keep in mind this weekend. Number one is?
Be patient.
Be patient. Folks, there's already a lot of people out there. I went to Burney Falls today with my
beautiful
bride and her friend Luisa, who is here from Mexico. And so we had to take Luisa up there and show her around. A lot of people already, people lining up to get into the park.
Sure.
Overflow parking. Just expect it. Just be patient.
That's right.
Number two.
Be safe.
Be safe. If you're out in a boat, you know, follow the rules. That's actually going to be number five. But be safe. Wear your life jacket.
Yes.
Slow down. Be aware of people around you.
Yes.
Number three.
Be sober.
Be sober. I don't know why some people think that the only way they can enjoy and have a good time on the holiday is to be drunk or, you know, have some sort of substance flowing through their brain. But you know what? Have fun with what you're doing.
Yes. And at least have a sober driver or a sober person that's in charge of where you go and how you get there.
Yeah. And if you're driving a boat, please be sober.
Yes.
Number four.
Be considerate.
Be considerate of other people. You know, their space. If you're out camping this weekend, you know, the rules are supposed to be quiet at 10 p.m. Be considerate of other people who are around you. Understand that it's not just you that is out there. And number five
is be a rule follower.
Be a rule follower. I'm really big on this. I do a lot of hiking, and Fanny can attest to this. When we're out on the trails, once in a while you'll see this little shortcut. So you can shortcut the trail. I will not do that. I don't care if 1,000 people have done it. That's not where you're supposed to go. If there's a sign that says this trail is closed, I don't take it.
Right.
And because there's good reasons for it.
Well, I have broke many, many rules in my life, and I have regretted every one of them.
So follow the rules.
Yes.
And if we were to add a sixth item, we would say
have fun.
Have fun this weekend.
Yes.
Well, Diane, I have to mention, I don't know if people noticed, but we made mention of a brand new sponsor for Shasta Outdoors, and that is Caliber Office Furniture. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our brand new sponsor, Caliber Office Furniture. I've known the owner, Chris Cable, for over 20 years.
Wow.
I actually used to be in the office furniture business, and Chris and I worked together. And let me tell you, no one, absolutely no one in Northern California knows office furniture better than this man. He has an incredible selection of affordable, high-quality office furniture, along with an experienced staff of designers and installers. And if you'd like to know more, you can go to CaliberOffice.com. That's CaliberOffice.com. Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Caliber Office.
Thank you.
Well, Diane, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jennifer Ely. I'm so excited.
I am, too.
She is full of life and vigor, and she is very passionate about what she does.
Love it.
And we're going to learn all about it after these messages.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna Jay Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And tonight we have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
You know, Diane, I remember that first time I went off to camp when I was about, I think, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all kinds of emotions in a short period of time. I was excited to be there.
Mm-hmm.
After a couple days, I was crying because I was so homesick. But by the end of the week, I didn't want to leave because
That's right.
I was having so much fun.
I know.
All of these emotions in a short period of time. Well, tonight we have someone who's seen lots of examples of kids like that and even in a more deeper way. Jennifer Ely is the Camp Hope Coordinator for Pathways to Hope for Children. Jennifer, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
When you guys said your name, you're like, I'm Diane, I'm Tim. I want to be like, and I'm Jennifer. I waited.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much. We were talking a couple weeks ago at an Anderson Greeters meeting, and I was hearing a little bit about what you do there for Pathways to Hope for children and your role as the Camp Hope coordinator. And I knew right away, my wife Fanny was there with me. We knew right away we had to have you come on here because this is an amazing opportunity for some young people who have faced some various challenges in life to get out in the great outdoors and all of that incorporated with the things that you do, and we're going to talk about that. But before we get into all of it, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you lived in the area? Do you have children?
Yes, I do have children. That's always kind of the first thing I talk about because, you know, first off, I'm totally a mom. And I was born here and like raised here. I've always lived in Happy Valley, basically. And now I live in Happy Valley and I raise animals and children. And that's basically, that's all me. That's my life.
Animals and children.
Yes. And we love to be outside. We love to be outside a ton. And I think that because of the way that I was raised in Happy Valley and being outside, that's also part of what I love about camp is getting all those kids the experience to be outside.
Nice. Nice. So how long have you worked for Pathways to Hope for Children?
It has been about 6 years, and I started there as a part-time teen center employee. I was just working after school part-time. I wasn't after school for me. That gives away my age. I was old. It was for the high schoolers were there after school. And I started then. And then a couple of years after that, Michael Burke came to our organization as our executive director. And right as soon as he met me, he said, "You're perfect for Camp Hope." Nice. And I said, "I don't know what that is, but right. I'll take it."
I made it
my own. I love Camp Hope, and I am so happy that that's my job.
Oh, wonderful.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit before we get specifically into Camp Hope. Tell us a little bit about what Pathways to Hope for Children is all about.
Pathways to Hope for Children connects families with resources. So our main goal is to give those parents education, to give parents, you know, like support and help them to find things that are going to make their home life a lot better. Maybe they're struggling at the time. Maybe they're not. Maybe they just want to get some advice with some parenting and they want to see what we have to offer for them. Sometimes we can connect them with like clothing or any other resource. Maybe there's some food. Maybe they need help finding housing and a parent partner will connect them to that. That's basically what Pathways to Hope for Children does. And then from there, there's all sorts of little like programs that divide up the parent partners to specific needs. So there's some that focus on pregnant mothers that have maybe struggled with addiction or any substance abuse, and it'll be directed towards those families, specific parent partners.
Right.
I was looking for the word specific.
You found it.
That took me a minute. And then I'm actually the parent partner for Camp Hope Families, but we can talk about that later.
Sure.
And then we have a program called Launch that is through First Five, and that goes to like the kindergarten and TK classrooms. What is that? Sorry, I'm wrapped up in a cord. People can't see me. Anyways, and that's for families with children in the TK and the kindergarten.
And there's a couple actual locations like teen centers around too.
We have two teen centers. So the Anderson Teen Center has been around for over 20 years, but the Reading Teen Center just opened last year, and it has been incredible. There's such a need in the Enterprise area. Every single day we are just packed. If I had to throw a number out, I'd say 30 or 40 kids every single day.
Wow.
It's amazing. And I get to run Hope Clubs inside of the teen centers. So I get to spend some time at both of them, and I get to use the tools of things from Camp Hope and bring them into the teen center and do them there after school a couple days a week.
Nice.
That is awesome. Hey, we do want to mention that if anybody would like to ask a question of Jennifer Ely, they can text that question to area code 530-524-8280, 530-524-8280, and if it's a good question,
I'm gonna shout out to my daughter Haley and my son-in-law Garrett because they always ask me all these questions when I get home. So, you know, if you guys have questions, you know, let's call or text. Sorry.
Right, right. So, hey, let's get into a little bit about Camp Hope and what exactly is Camp Hope.
Camp Hope is a week-long high-adventure camp, and I take 72 kids that have been exposed to trauma to this week-long high-adventure camp. And it is right outside of Etna, California, at Kidder Creek in Siskiyou County.
In Siskiyou County.
Yeah, we take the kids from here up to Siskiyou County to this incredible camp. Yeah, Kidder Creek.
I love that name.
And so just specifically, who is Camp Hope for?
Camp Hope is for children who have been exposed to trauma, ACEs. ACEs are adverse childhood experiences, which means anything that has happened to you before age 18 that is, you know, a traumatic experience. And there's a whole list of exactly what they are online, but there is 10 questions. And every one of those questions that you say yes to counts as an ACE. Mm-hmm. The whole goal of our camp is to offset ACEs by building resilience and giving kids hope. So we do the scale, the ACE scale on the kids so that we do measure what their ACE score is. And our average ACE score at Camp Hope Pathways is 6.
Wow.
Out of 10.
Wow. I was looking at some of the information that you offer on your website, which is hopeshasta.org. And it talks a little bit about that ACE score and what happens when a child scores just 4 and the likelihood of adverse adulthood if they even make it to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that those statistics are why I do what I do. And it means a lot to me whenever I connect with a kid that has these traumatic experiences. I definitely want them to not fall in that category of those kids that will die early or be a substance abuse user or be more likely to, have problems with alcohol or anything. Like, mm-hmm. ultimately die early is what we're trying to prevent. Oh, that's
right.
Good.
It's the sad truth.
Yes.
But just the likelihood of them being a drug addict or an alcoholic to commit suicide.
And I'm sure there has to be a cutoff somewhere, but it sure is hard probably to make that cutoff.
Right. So some things that are qualifiers. So every camper has to meet, a qualifier to be in camp. Maybe they've witnessed domestic violence in the house. Maybe there's been divorce or separation in the house. Maybe there has been a parent that has had a mental health problem in the house.
Yes.
Maybe they've been sexually abused or emotionally abused. Any of those things, physical abuse, neglect. Maybe they're in the foster care system. They've been removed from their family. Those are all of the kids and those are the qualifiers for them to go to Camp Hope. So
right.
We don't know every single kid's story, but we know that something has happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How difficult is it to get the kids to open up and share with you about some of those things? Because sometimes they can feel ashamed of some of those things and, afraid to share about it.
Right. Right away, I don't walk up to a kid and say, please tell me all of your deepest, darkest traumas. That wouldn't be okay.
Right.
So it's not quite like that. But when I meet them, it says on my nomination, like, why they're there. So I basically know what's up before I even meet them. And I still don't ask them about it. We do want to make sure that, because this isn't a camp that, it's not a therapy camp. This is a camp for after, during the healing process. So if they're in the midst of trauma right now, this may not be a great camp for them. This is once they've started getting, seeing a therapist or a counselor and they've started working through it. We want to bring them through it after that and make sure they feel supported.
So they've already, before they even go to camp, they've already been meeting with someone to discuss and talk about some of these things that they've faced in life.
Right. We don't want anyone to get up to camp and that be the first time that they've ever talked about their trauma.
Yeah.
That would be, oh boy, that'd be a disaster.
This is like a breather, like a break, like a time to,
absolutely.
Let all that you've learned so far sink in.
And then make connections is
absolutely.
Our goal. We want them to feel supported and we want them to make connections.
And laugh.
Absolutely.
Find time to laugh.
And be kids again.
Right. Yeah, because if have faced some adverse situations in their lives, and I would venture to guess that a lot of it had to do with some adults in their lives, sometimes it's difficult to shift over to somebody else and really give you their trust. Mm-hmm. And so that's got to be a challenge right there. Hey, listen, we've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jennifer some more. I'm going to be asking her what the week is like for the kids that come to camp. I want to know about all the different activities and the things that they do. And so you are listening to Shasta Outdoors, and we'll be back after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
Come celebrate with old friends this May for our 30-year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long.
And a chance to win $300,000.
You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I am Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And we've got Liam Bryant tonight. He is on the board doing his very best to make us sound good.
Hi, Liam.
And, Liam, you got a weather report for us?
I do have a weather report. Well, today we had high 82. Tonight we're going to have a low 61.
Nice.
Looks like Saturday night, tomorrow night, the thunderstorms are going to continue, with a chance of showers tomorrow as well as Sunday. But yeah, we're just going to be in the mid to high 80s throughout this next week.
I like the weather.
I do.
And I don't mind the showers, except for on Sunday, I've got a special, event going on.
Yes, you do.
It is our California wedding reception at Mom's.
Oh, so and pray so, for some
so we are looking forward to that. Yeah, because the kids would like to be outside, and there's going to be a little kiddie pool there.
Yeah.
Diane, we also have another sponsor. Tell us about that.
Oh, we are super excited to continue having a sponsor, Professional Exterminators, Shasta Outdoors. We want to thank them for being our wonderful sponsor, and they've been around for 15 years, and they are definitely aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals who will take care of everything from ants to skunks and everything in between. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, amazing people who are an integral part of this community. And so no matter what your need might be, you can call them and they will give you a zero obligation free estimate.
Nice.
So if it's bugging you, give them a call at 530-338-2822. That's Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, we are here tonight with Jennifer Ely, who is the Camp Hope coordinator for, I'm looking at my notes here, for Pathways to Hope for Children. I wanted to interject Shasta in there somewhere. I'm not exactly sure why, but Pathways to Hope for Children. And I did get a question texted to me. And, Jennifer, how did they find out that being in the outdoors helps the kids with their healing process?
Oh, good question.
That is awesome. I think that there's something absolutely magical about Kidder Creek. If you are ever there, if you ever get the chance to go up there, I totally recommend it. It is so beautiful. So think about kids nowadays. Everyone's plugged in and everyone's tuned out, and mm-hmm. you don't really feel connection. So now we're offering the opportunity when we take these campers up there, we are going to sit together, we're going to learn together, we're going to see each other, and we're going to have experiences. How many times have you said, boy, I had so much fun playing Candy Crush while people looked at me? Like, probably never.
Right.
Ooh, no offense, Candy Crush. Yikes. But, you know, when you are actually going and doing horseback riding, you're doing things. I know we're about to get into what those awesome things are.
Yes.
But when you're doing those things at camp and you're building those memories and you're making those bonds with people, you are definitely doing something for yourself.
Yes, awesome. That healing is going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe strongly in that. That's part of what this program is all about. That's why I say it does my soul well.
Yes.
When you get into the great outdoors, and we challenge people to do that. So, Jennifer, let's get into some specifics. What is the week like for the kids that come to camp?
This is the best part. I am so excited about this. Okay. So first of all, if you see the schedule, it's crazy because we want these kids to be busy. We don't want there to be too much downtime. We want them to have the best week ever. We want it to be full of experiences. So that means that they get to do, and the number one favorite, the one that I always love to say, is we get to go whitewater rafting. We get to go whitewater rafting, and we get to do the high ropes course. We get to do the, like, archery. We get to do horseback riding. There's this cool
Beautiful.
Thing called the Leap of Faith. They jump off a waterfall. There's so many things with this
camp. Oh, this is wonderful.
The pond is huge. It is beautiful. It is deep. You have to be able to pass a swim test to get on the other side of the pond. It's a big deal.
Sure.
It's a big deal to get over there. And there's a big, like, aqua slide, big blow-up slide in the middle. And the pond time has a little snack bar. So every time that they're at pond, they get to go over, and we give them, like, snack dollars that are kind of on
cool.
You know, the books there. And so they get to just walk up and choose an ice cream or whatever they want.
Oh, that's amazing.
How fun. Do you have any idea the percentage of young people that go to this camp that they are experiencing something that they've never experienced before?
Yes, I love asking that. When I do my interviews, I ask that to the kids, have you ever been whitewater rafting? Have you ever done zip lining? Have you ever done those things? And their eyes light up because they're like, no.
Right.
So I want to say probably 70-80% of these kids haven't had the opportunity to do these things before.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's amazing. And that's, it just touches my heart.
Yes.
That young people are being encouraged to get out there and enjoy the great outdoors, experience various forms of outdoor recreation, and really, you know, understand how enjoyable and wonderful that can be and good for them. Jennifer, can you tell us about a few of the young people, maybe at least one person who experienced a dramatic change by the end of the week?
Absolutely. I have been thinking about this, and this is my favorite story to share. I had a little guy. He was 8, and he was so adorable. He's just the tiniest little guy, and he reminds me of my son. And when we were at camp, he was just so scared. He was ready to go home kind of the moment he got there. He wanted to go, and when we got there, he got homesick. And so that night, he's like, I just want to go home. And so then that night, I was like, you know, talking to him, you know, well, tomorrow we're going to go rafting. And he's like, rafting? Well, after that, I want to go home. And so I was like, okay, well, we're going to go rafting. So we ended up going rafting. And then it was so much fun. And, you know, okay, ready to go home now. You know, I'm going to get my things. And I said, well, tomorrow we're going to get to go do the ropes course. The ropes course? with the zip line at the end? Yeah, that one. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do that, but then I wanna go home. And we kept doing this, and I wasn't being dishonest. I wasn't saying, of course I'm gonna put you in my car and I'm gonna drive you home because I rode the bus up there. I wasn't gonna be able to take him home anyways.
Right.
But I was, you know, well, we are gonna do this. Wouldn't you like to stay to do this? And he did. So what we ended up doing is we gave him a little journal. And every day he could journal a little something to his mom. And reflecting on the last day, we were headed out on Friday, and the first couple of journal entries are, I'm stuck at Camp Hope, and they aren't taking me home. And then at the end, everything had shifted, and it was, I don't want to leave Camp Hope. Mm-hmm. And I really liked going whitewater rafting, and I really liked to eat my dinner outside on the patio, things like that, and it was so mm-hmm. sweet. And I love that camper. Something that I didn't mention yet is that I get to do year-round programming and I get to be a parent partner for these families, and that particular camper I still get to go and see. And I get to watch, I get to be a mentor for him, and I get to stay in touch as well as his counselors do too.
That's nice.
So I've seen this kid grow, and so that was 2 years ago. Last year he came and he was confident at camp, and
right.
he said, guess what, Jennifer? I'm not going to cry to go home this year. And he didn't.
Right.
And he's a little leader, and he's still tiny, yeah. and my goodness, he's adorable.
Yeah.
That's right.
One of the things I'll mention is that, and Diane and I both, we watched a few of the videos on Camp Hope.
Awesome.
That can be found on the website, hopeshasta.org. I encourage people to go take a look at them. And there are some testimonies of people who have had transformations in their life. One of the young men was a guy, you know, he probably had a very high ACE score, adverse childhood experiences. And by the end of camp, his desire was to be a fishing guide. When I saw that, I literally
yeah.
out loud said, yes.
Yes.
And he wants to do that for children, you know, because he saw the benefit in his own life.
At the end of the video, I always say, somebody buy Jensen a boat.
Yeah,
I love it.
I always say that, but I do have something about Jensen is he helped every single one of our campers catch a fish. I'm not exaggerating.
Well, wow.
He went through everybody.
And he really answers that question about it being healing, about being outdoors, because he talks about fishing and how when he casts, he's casting all of that pain or all of everything that he's, you know, going through, he casts it out. And so when that question was asked earlier, I mean, there is a prime example of someone speaking firsthand.
Yeah. So who are the camp counselors and how do they become involved?
This is such a cool question because I have the best answer. This year, our camp counselors are primarily kids that are seniors or graduated seniors from the Anderson and Reading Teen Centers.
Wow.
These are kids that I have known since I started working there. One of the counselors, Nick, he was a counselor last year and he's returning with us this year. When I first, my very first day at the Anderson Teen Center, 6 years ago, he was a kiddo, just a little eighth grader there, and no one would play basketball with him. And he said, hey, Jennifer, will you play basketball with me? I'm like, oh no. Is that the one where you kick the ball? Like, I don't even know what we're doing right now. I had no idea. So I was like, oh, you bet, kiddo. Let's go. And I struggled, but I made it through a game of horse. And we started to, like, really bond. And I was like, okay, I love my job. At the end of that day, I had actually made a connection with somebody. And that was the first kid that connected with me. He didn't realize that he actually helped me want to stay at that job because I was not sure. I was scared to death to be there. Walking into a room of teenagers, it's intimidating.
Right.
And so he's actually going to return and be one of our counselors. And I have a huge group of kids that I have known over the years that are now of the age to be counselors. And then some of our counselors are returning. They've been around for years. Kobe Sturges works right alongside me at Pathways to Hope. He's an AmeriCorps member, and he is awesome. He's been a camp counselor at Kidder Creek for 7 years. Well, I think I always say just about seven. I don't know if it's a joke or not. I don't know. About seven is what he always says. Anyways, he's one of the counselors that that works with me too.
Awesome. That is great. Hey, we've got to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Jennifer Ely, who is the Camp Hope coordinator. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade a Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Take me home to the place I belong.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
Hey, Diane, we've got some events happening.
We sure do.
What do we got going on?
Well, it is festival season. So first off, we've got Mushroom Festival in McLeod.
This weekend, yes.
Yes, and you can go to McLeodChamber.com. And then we also have a Strawberry Festival in Happy Valley.
Ooh, close to Jennifer.
Very popular.
Yes.
And that's, if you want to look at more information on that, it's HappyValleyStrawberryFestival.com. Mm-hmm. And then we also have the Teen Challenge Golf Tournament, Tim. And I know you're going to be doing that.
I'll be there. My team's going to win.
Well, yes, let's hope.
I'm just saying.
You've had enough practice. You know, you're there every year.
Yeah, I played last year in the tournament. And I don't need to play in between.
That's right. Well, Teen Challenge is a nonprofit organization that puts recovery within reach for those who need it most. And with an experienced leadership team and a unique approach to recovery, Teen Challenge is highly effective and successful. So this is going to be a fun tournament, Tim.
Awesome, awesome. How if
you can learn more?
Yeah,
if you're going to want to learn more about this golf tournament, you go to teenchallenge.net.
Awesome, awesome. Well, tonight, Diane, we have been talking with Jennifer Ely, and how fun is this? I wish this program was 2 hours long, not just 1 hour.
I agree.
She is a wealth of information. Jennifer, I just want to ask you this question: what do you think the young people are really looking for?
I think that they're looking for connection. I think that they're looking for support. And I think that they're looking for someone to tell them you're not alone and that I believe in you and that you will be able to achieve your dreams. They need hope. That's what these kids need.
Right.
They need
hope. They need hope. There is no doubt about that. So, Jennifer, you know, we've talked a lot about Camp Hope and what happens there. But how do the young people get connected to Camp Hope?
So most of our nominations are like referral nominations come from our agency. Like if it's a child of one of the parent partners, if they're working with the families, then they'll put in a nomination form. And also if other folks from the community would love a nomination form, you can also reach out to me and I can send you a nomination form. It doesn't guarantee a spot in camp because I do have so many, but I would love to build a huge wait list and prove that we can do 2 weeks of camp. Ooh, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that would be a blessing.
If I had the money, absolutely, because I have just a ton of nomination forms of kiddos that I would love to get in.
So how would people get a hold of you, Jennifer? What's the best way?
It would be email. My email is jely@hopeshasta.org. I would love to go ahead and just crush the elephant in the room. I know. It says jelly.
Yeah, jelly. I know. I've been looking at it. I wrote it down and I thought jelly not spelled correctly.
Exactly.
jely@hopeshasta.org.
In high school, all my PE clothes had that on there. Jelly. And they're like,
jelly.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
So. And if people wanted to donate to this, how would they do that?
Oh, at that Hope Givers.
Yes.
100hopegivers.org. Absolutely. Right on our website. And I encourage everyone to look at our website because our video is there, the one that you guys were just talking about. And there's so much information on each individual program there, too. Of course, I'm biased and I talk about Camp Hope, but there's so much more to offer.
Absolutely.
So the young people, they go through camp. They experience a wonderful, positive transformation in their lives. Camp is over. Is there any kind of follow-up?
There is. So we have this thing called Pathways, and that is our year-round programming. Every month we do a get-together, and we've gone to Country Bowl and did bowling. We just did that a couple of weeks ago. Oh, that was only 1 week ago. It was so much fun. We got connected with some great catering from Chris Goddard there that's at Country Bowl, and we took all the kids and we played bowling for hours, and the kids had the best time. Because not every one of our kids can afford to do things like that. So it means a lot to our kiddos and our campers to be able to go, and our counselors to make those touch points and check in on their campers and let them know that they care about them.
Sure.
So we do that every month, year round, and we do like
That's
a big
awesome.
Christmas party, and sometimes we do skating. We just always try to do something
Stay
fun
connected.
To bring us together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was the next thing I was going to ask. You're pretty much answering that, but besides Camp Hope, is there some other, throughout the year, recreational opportunities for the young people?
Yeah, definitely. Every day, like Monday through Friday, we also encourage our our older kids, our high adventure kids, to attend the Anderson or Reading Teen Centers and come to our Hope Nice. Clubs. And I do Hope Clubs in some of the schools where some of our campers go, in some of the middle schools. I actually come on lunch to do Hope Clubs in schools. So I'm able to see some of our younger kids that way, the kids that wouldn't be Nice. Old enough to head to the teen centers.
Mm. Wow.
That's amazing. Jennifer, what do you find to be the most rewarding part of your job?
I love when the campers go from little or low hope to a big smile and looking forward to something in their future, anything. Yes. Just looking forward to it. Maybe it's seeing their friends. Maybe it's seeing me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just getting that phone call, someone checking in on them. Maybe it's anything. We yes. know that as their hope score increases, that their letter grade increases. So we're Absolutely. Literally setting up their future to be brighter mm-hmm. just by helping kids to gain hope.
Absolutely.
So you said hope score. Tell me about
that. Oh, yes, our hope score. So we know that hope can be measured. We learned that from, so Chan Hellman from the Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, he gave us this, well, he and Michael Burke worked together and they came up with this hope score. And we can see where the kids fall, like there's a number. And so we take the kids' score when we leave for camp, when we're at the last day of camp, and 30 days after camp. And we see how the numbers fluctuate. Mm. And we know that a 2-point increase in hope score is a letter grade. And if you're an adult and your hope score increases, it's more productivity at work.
I think wow.
it's like an hour productivity at work. Ooh, don't quote me on that guy. But we do know that, that there's science behind hope.
That's
so
awesome.
That's what we want to definitely give our kids. If you have hope, then that means that you are able to have a goal or a dream that you're going to achieve by breaking that down into steps that are achievable. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference between a hope and a wish. I can wish that it would rain, but there's really nothing I can do. Mm-hmm. But if I, you know, that's just a wish. If there's something that I can put steps into place and then take each of those steps to get there, even if the steps are a million steps high, it's a hope.
Still it's a
and
hope.
I am able to get there.
That's wonderful. Yes. And my hat's off to you, Jennifer, and mm-hmm. the staff, the counselors, everybody that is involved in this. One of the videos was talking, they were interviewing this young man that, you know, before Camp Hope really didn't see himself as a leader, but somehow through that process and through the encouragement mm-hmm. of others, began to see himself as a leader. And so yes. had a different perspective of just himself. Mm-hmm. How often does that happen?
So he's awesome. I love who you're talking about. We also have someone else that works with us that was a camper, mm-hmm. turned counselor, turned staff, and she works at the Anderson Teen Center.
Wow.
And she came a long way, and now all of her siblings have been in camp, and her youngest brothers are in camp this year, and were there last year. So we have been able to, like, stay connected with this whole family. And now wow. she's doing work like what I do with mm-hmm. other families, and she's going to be a counselor as well.
Awesome. Jennifer, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
With us tonight. This has been fantastic. Diane, I think we're going to have her back again.
Yeah, part
this
two for
has
sure.
has been one of my very favorite programs. It's been so mm-hmm. informative. God bless you for everything that you do and for everyone that helps you and works alongside you.
Thank yes. you so yes. much.
So, Diane, what are your outdoor plans for the weekend?
Well, tomorrow I'll be kayak.
No, that's me.
That's you. I don't think I'm doing anything this weekend. I'm like, don't give me this anymore. Okay, what am I doing?
Yeah, she's talking about my little closing script here.
The only thing I want to do is do my turkey call.
Yeah, okay, give us a turkey call here, Diane. Come
Hold on.
On.
Please,
here we
Diane.
Go. Yeah.
No, that's not good. I'm Ryan.
Not bad.
Trying.
Yeah.
Let me hear you.
I don't think I could do it. And so, anyway.
My plan is to go to your reception.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were invited.
And I heard
great.
That my birthday can be half and half, that we can,
right.
I can have, you know,
right.
my birthday can be that too.
Awesome. Hey, Diane, next week we have Dave Munt, who is a caver. He loves to explore caves, so. We'll be learning about that.
That's my old boss.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
My first job was at the caverns.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm looking forward to having him. And then the following week, we've got Kyle Dahl, and he's a forager, meaning he can go out in the woods around Redding, and he can tell you the things that are edible. It is amazing.
Oh, so, I wonder if he's going to bring something in.
From I'm going to tell him bring some samples. Hey,
No, that's okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you, listener, tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
Fast on a rough road, riding high through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young like a new moon, rising fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out in...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.